Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawned something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Operation Overleaper, Leap Day 2, Bagram Air Base, Afghanistan.
I wake up before sunrise. At first, I don't know where I am. And it all comes crashing back. Just like it has most mornings for over a year. I have to bite down on the pillow to keep from weeping. Lydia, a pain past bearing. If only my daughter were alive in this dimension, I'd ask my SVS handler over and over to find a way to send me to a dimension with Lydia in it. Begged, really. But the quantum physicists had been clear. Of all the infinite possibilities, there is only one portal available. This one. Split in timelines exactly 365 days from my own. 35 days after this universe's Lydia died. In a way, I think I've done the Audrey in this dimension a favor throwing her into that cell. A few hard days with no light and no water. Then that woman's pain will be over. I won't be far behind her. The Soviskan scientists debriefed me thoroughly on what I could expect when I went through the Shaska Sonsa. A high dose of radiation, skin on fire, cramps, some minor hair loss, and only a week to live. I'm not planning on using the whole week anyway. I'll end it all before the jump effects take me down. I take in the unpainted plywood walls of the small dormitory of the base in Bagram. I may have lost everything, but I still have this. My mission. My revenge.
Realm presents Overleaper, starring Thora Birch. Episode 3.
A few minutes later, I'm out on the dusty airfield. A beefy man with wet plastered hair idles at the edge of the tarmac.
Hey, you going up in this hookah with us?
He's part of a cluster of men, rubbing their hands together and hopping up and down in the morning chill. I take in his officer's badge. He's a drone operator. An artery pulses in my neck. Because of Lydia, I hate them most of all. I turn his shoulder and walk on.
You're an icy one. What's that CCT patch on uniform mean? Cold can of tuna?
Ignore him.
Hey, it's a 10-hour flight to Romania in close quarters. Gonna feel like twice that if we can't get along.
You wanna get along with me? Keep your quiche hole shut and we'll hit it off just fine.
Well, that's more like it, honey. A nice spark of fire.
My handler's instructions had been well-defined. Interact only when completely necessary. No drawing attention, no memorable acts, and absolutely no trouble. I deliver a hard ballistic punch right into his solar plexus. His face reddens as he bends forward, but there's still fight in him.
Bitch.
Look at that crouch, that stance. A boxer. But boxing has rules. Sistema Spetsnaz does not. Rules create habit. Habit leads to openings. I grab his head with two hands, yank his neck back, and give a final strike. Lamont! He isn't dead, but he'll be on a different flight home.
Beat the shit out of him.
Now, the eyes of every officer in 200 feet are on me. Military justice will be close behind.
What's going on here? Am I gonna have to get the MPs up on this? What the hell happened here?
No. Just don't call anyone. No need for military police. Just a little fun. Got carried away is all.
He'll be fine.
Goddamn operators think they can do whatever the hell they want. You ought to feel bad about this, Sergeant.
I do, but not because of the drone pilot. Because I was reckless. But somehow, I've avoided an abort call. I smile. I can do this. Within 48 hours, the mission will be finished and the President of the United States will be dead.
Inside the Savishkin Mountaintop Prison, Safed Quirs Mountains, Afghanistan.
Oscar is dead when I wake up. He's not a pretty corpse. I've seen worse, I guess. I wipe his eyes closed. Thanks for the company. Now that he's gone, the isolation of this cell hangs thicker. Now I get to spend my last remaining days drinking my own pee and making small talk with a stiff. Fuck. What? The cell starts to spin again. And shake. Oh, no. God damn it. The waves of motion are rough. The tremor sends me sprawling. Oscar falls over me, dead weight and putrid. I push him off me and grab at the bars of my cell, teeth knocking together in my head. Finally, the quaking stops. Okay. It's nothing too out of the ordinary. This is earthquake country. I've seen upheavals like this before, just not from within the epicenter of a mountain. I wipe the sweat off my face. When I find you, Spencer Chase, I'm gonna throw you off a goddamn cliff for luring me in here. I push myself up, and all at once the fear leaves me. I push again. Then I shake the bars. Oh, there's a plate. Yes, come on, yes! The steel frame is loose on its hinges. I kick at the bars. Come on! Damn it, I need to get out of here. I slam with my shoulder. Oh, come on! Please. Come on. Yes! A 5-inch bolt slips from the wall. I slip my arm through the bars, twist it, and pull. Then it's out and in my hand. I hold it up in the semi-darkness. I got you, you rusty bastard. It takes me the better part of an hour to kick, tug, and pound my way through the next 10 bolts, each one easier than the last. I push against the frame and slip into the open space. I pick up my pistol with its attached LED light. I'm out. Into the same room where I fought that lookalike. If Oscar was right and she was me, How could he explain the superiority of her hand-to-hand combat? I'll think about it later. A me from another dimension. That's absurd. Get a hold of yourself. I slink forward around the curved corridor, toward the door at the mouth of the mountain, my pistol gripped in two hands. I see the exit at the far end. The door is unmarked. Just a red slab, perfectly mounted into the metal wall, without a jam or seam. There's gotta be a way out. Use your brain, dummy. I shine my light over the even plane of the door. No hints on how to unlock it. No keyhole, no hinges, no sweep or sill at the bottom. I run my hand over the matte metal matrix on the side. Nothing. But as I pull away, a keypad screen appears. Here we go. I run a finger over the glowing access pad. Get the 4-number code right, get freedom. Fail, stay in here forever. Okay. Shake it out, stay calm, you can do this. Some passwords are random, but most aren't. Wedding anniversaries, important dates, easy numbers to memorize. I input the sequence 1234 and bite my lip. A red flash. Shit. And the number 2 appears next to the now blank boxes. Not many opportunities left to screw this up. What do I know about my situation? Not much. And most of it comes from a physicist who was either a terrorist, a nut job, or both. I know the door is of Saviskan origin. So what numbers would be important to the Saviskans? The publication of their manifesto? The founding of their nation? I'd go with the fall of the empire, remembering that the Saviskans put day before month. Christmas Day, 1991. I enter 2512. Another red flash. God damn it. The number 1 appears. Just one chance left. What do you do now, Audrey? What are the facts? What can you infer? Nothing. But what if everything Oscar said was true? The Saviskans have developed futuristic technology, dimension hopping, parallel universes, other versions of each of us, of me. If that woman was another me, what number means the most to her, or to me? I type it in. 1020, October 20th, my daughter Lydia's birthday. My finger brushes the final digit, and I hold my breath. A green light. The reader blends back in with the metal of the wall. There's a hiss of repressurization, a cold gust. The door opens.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I take in the earthquake's dirty work. A bank of snow avalanched across the far cliff face, burying everything in its path. A small throw covers part of the tents. I shuffle towards the Marines gathered around them. It's Valdo and Hicks.
Two clicks in my ear tells me he's heard me. Then the one, Arby, his name was, clears his Kalashnikov.
Whoa, what the hell kind of name is that? Arby's? Like the roast beef place?
Nah, Arby was a Chechen. Can I get back to the story?
Oh yeah, but Chechnya? What were you doing there?
Not important.
Well, I just want to know what you had downrange in that part of the world.
Hey, boys. Am I glad to see you?
What the?
Staff Sergeant Beach.
But how the hell are you here?
I've got the same question myself.
I mean, you and Chase flew to Bagram.
Look, it's been a weird time, to say the least. I've been locked up in there all damn night.
All night? You weren't in there but 10 minutes. We've been...
Don't you move.
Hicks jerks up the M16 that he's been dangling on a shoulder sling and aims at me. Hicks? Shit! I dive. A shot takes off a scrape of yellow Teflon from my suit. I roll about 12 feet before I've got my back up against a boulder. I clamber to my knees and peer over the rock. Hicks isn't on me anymore. Valdo's got his service weapon up, stalemate style.
Jesus Christ! The hell are you doing, Chris?
Put it down, Birdo. I don't need you dead in this, too.
Drop the damn rifle in the snow!
Orders. Orders. Umenigetsukazi.
Oh, shit! I protect my head and take cover behind the boulder. I've got to go back. I make it to Valdo first, turn him over. He's dead. His flak jacket stopped the first two rounds, and the rest left a hole the size of Oregon in his neck. Hicks is dead, too. He took two just beneath the lip of his helmet. One would have done the trick. With two, there's no recognizing the guy. What made him do this? And what was it that he had said before he died? Orders, he said. Oscar's words echo in my mind.
What could your red twin possibly do that would benefit them the most?
I shake my head. Can't think about that now. I can't bury the bodies. It's a crime scene. All I can focus on is getting the hell off this mountain. I find the radios. The antennas are snapped off. Transformers ripped out. Damn it. No calling for help. So all there is to it is to grab some gear and hit the rat lines out of here. I strip off my hazmat suit. Yellow was never my color anyway. I grab one of the Marines' rucksacks, load it up with water, an M16, and all the magazines I can stuff into the pockets. I've got a pretty good chance of making it to the bottom. And if not, well, hell. I'll make one tough-looking corpse.
Operation Overleaper, Leap Day 2, approaching Mihail Cogălnițeanu Airport, Romania.
After hours in the Chinook, we finally begin our descent. The airspace of Mihail Cogălnițeanu, the Romanian airport by the Black Sea. No one has so much as looked my way for the last hour. That's what beating up one of their boys will get you. Peace and quiet. I take in the airport as we touch down. To the average Romanian, it's just another international airport. But it's also a black site for the CIA. As I step out of the Chinook, I notice a soldier jogging in my direction.
Staff Sergeant Audrey Beach.
That's me.
I'm gonna need you to come with me.
What I need is to get that Airbus to DC. I don't have time for whatever this game is. I've been cleared to board an Airbus at 1400 hours.
I'm afraid I insist, Sergeant. Orders.
What's this about, Corporal?
Clearance. Something about a polygraph to clear you before you go stateside.
Roger that. I keep my face carefully blank. Shit. Polygraph. I'll need all my SVS training to get through this. I knew what I was getting into when I boarded the Chinook for this place. It isn't just an airport. It's also the front lines for U.S. intelligence services, where I have to get an all clear before going stateside.
All right. Let's begin. Is your name Audrey Eleanor Beach?
Yes.
Rank of staff sergeant?
Yes. The agent conducting the polygraph test steeples his fingers and leans back in his chair behind his laptop. I may have gotten past the Army without this nonsense, but the CIA is a different matter. They can't really tell if I'm lying. They can only see what questions make me nervous. I need to get my heart rate going, just a little, so I won't get caught. I pull up a memory. My first mission as a newly minted combat controller. Jumping out a chopper and dodging bullets in the hills of Turkmenistan. Only 24. It's working. Good.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Yes.
How many?
Too many.
Tell me what you mean by too many.
I must have spiked more than intended. How would you feel if you'd stacked as many bodies as I have?
Answer the question.
I regret the number of people I've killed. That is a lie. I never killed anyone who didn't deserve it. And when I kill next, for the Saviskins, I'll have no regrets there either.
What was behind the red door?
There it is, the real question. I need to relax. Think of drinking Dos Equis on a Baja beach. I can't tell you.
Why not?
It's a matter of national security.
Have you ever betrayed your country?
No.
Then why can't you tell us what's through the door? Is there something back there you don't want us to know about?
I can't tell you because it's sensitive, compartmented information. You're on the outside.
I see. And where's Colonel Chase?
I don't know.
I think you do know.
I beg to defer.
Answer the question. When did you see him last?
Before I stepped through the door.
The red door at Safed Quarters?
What other door could I mean?
Take it seriously, Miss Beach. This is just level one.
The door opens. A mid-level army officer pokes his head in.
Hey, we're getting some pressure to move on this, Mike. Can you wrap it up?
Look, I'm not done quite yet. She has a couple of flutters.
The Brigadier General says you got to give us a preliminary up or down. So what's it going to be? Do we get to send her down to level two? Or can we get her on a commercial flight?
Look, I've got to review the charts before I can release her.
Come on, Mike. I'm hearing it from the top.
I'll mark her as without deception, okay? She's all yours.
Great! We got an Airbus A320 leaving for London in 20 minutes.
Goddamn pencil pushers. Unbelievable.
I stand and begin removing the tubes and monitors. I did it. Maybe my handler was right. Maybe I'm one of the really good ones.
You're listening to Overleaper, starring Thora Birch. Overleaper is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Overleaper is a Realm original production, created and written by Sam Bush. Produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Additional story production by Nicole Otto and Marco Palmieri. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Starring Thora Birch as Audrey Beach and the Overleaper, Yolise Arroyo, Jordan Batiste, Peter Burkrot, Janet Boris, Gilbert Glenn Brown, Hector Louis Bustamante, Chris Cleveland, Ryan Coyle, Stephanie Diaz, Richard Doyle, Kate Elefante, Mark Engelhart, Maricilda Garcia, Anthony Grant, John Kapalos, Inte Kim, Chuck Karoutlis, Richard McGonigal, Alex Ruiz, Lorenzo Villanueva, Cecily Williams, Michael Wolner, and I'm Graham Rowett. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Grommen. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like Overleaper by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.